我们的建堂计划正在进行当中，进入一个非常关键的时刻。
As we all know, we're in a very important stage of the construction and expansion of our church.
我想我们都已经期待了很久了，我们希望有一个新的地方很快就会动工了。
I think we've been hoping for a long time for new facilities, and they're finally beginning to construct them.
我想这里很多人都会像我一样很兴奋的期待着。
I think many of us here are just as excited as I am about this.
我一直在幻想着建好了之后会是怎么样的，譬如说我们的椅子应该怎么样放。
I've always imagined what the completed hall would look like. For example, how the chairs are going to be allocated.
譬如说我们那套鼓呢放在这边好呢还是放在那边好呢。
Or whether we should put the drum kit on this side or the other side.
或者说我们的招待应该站在哪里呢，门口外面还是里面。
Or where shall our ushers stand and greet people? Should they be outside or inside the hall?
越想越兴奋。
And the more I think about it, the more excited I get.
今天我就继续跟大家来一起幻想一下这个情况。
So today, let us continue to imagine what it would be like together.
在几个月之后呢，我们外面这个房子外面那一片的草地树和几个那个铁皮的储藏室都要拆掉弄平了。
In a few months' time, all the trees, grass, and the sheds at the back over there will be torn down.
当然包括 Andrew 家那个车库也要铲平的。
Including Andrew's garage will also be flattened.
这样的话我们的室内篮球场就会更大可以更多人一起玩。
This is all done to make way for our new church hall, which also doubles up as a basketball court.
想象一下那时候那个推土机这么大的推土机空空空把它们全部推倒了弄平了多兴奋。
Just imagine at that time all the bulldozers coming through and flattening everything in Andrew's backyard.
然后弄平了之后呢我们就倒上了很厚的水泥把它弄平了。
After it's really flat, the concrete will come in and create the surface.
看到这些是不是很开心接着呢，有工人来了把那个木架子怎么样一个个搭起来，变成了一个架子像房子的架子。
It's very exciting because then the workers, the builders will come in and construct the wooden frame, the timber frame.
这时候呢，我们可能已经看见一点点的雏形了那个篮球场的雏形开始看见。
By that time, we'll be able to see the structure of what the building is going to look like.
但是。
But.
在这个时候想象一下工程突然间停下来了。
But imagine, the construction and the works just suddenly stopped here.
为什么呢
?Why?
可能发生了一点的意外。
Perhaps, something, unforeseen has occurred.
可能首先是我们附近的邻居开始投诉我们这个工程太大了影响他们向康守投诉了。
For example, the neighbors in nearby houses start complaining to the council that there's too much noise.
工程可能不能继续了要重新的去申报申请了。
And maybe construction will have to be stopped with new permits and applications.
这还不够有可能呢这个工程开支超出了我们的预算了那我们需要更多的钱了。
Well, maybe that's not enough. Maybe the works will go over budget and will require more money.
又或者呢一些本来答应要奉献一定数目的会友突然间改变主意了。
Or perhaps many people who previously had pledged money to the building fund have decided to withdraw their pledges.
有些可能是因为看到这个扩建计划怎么这么麻烦呢不想捐了不想给了。
Maybe because they've seen how complicated the building process is and they said, no, I don't want to contribute to this anymore.
或者呢有些人看到有一个很好的投资机会我不如暂时不奉献了我把钱先去投资以后赚了钱回来我再给。
Or perhaps others have seen a good investment opportunity and decided to take the money and put it into an investment instead of the building fund.
或者有些可能是失去了工作收入改变了没有能力再奉献了。
Others may have had a change of circumstances. For example, they've lost their jobs, so they don't have the same level of income.
不管什么原因总之这个工程停下来了。
But no matter what it is, let's imagine that construction has stopped.
在这个时候想象一下如果这个工程停下来了一个星期我们的心情会是怎样
？Let us imagine at this point that construction has stopped for a week. How will we respond? How will we react to it?
想想，如果停下来一个礼拜，我想我们都会很着急，是不是？大家赶紧的一起来祷告，求神帮助，快点快点的让他复工。
If it stops for a week, we'll be a little bit stressed out. We'll be praying continually to God for Him to continue the construction works to let it continue.
我们 再想象一下。
Let us imagine again.
如果这个工程不只停了一个月、一个星期哦，是停了一个月，停了一个月都还没有复工，还是扔在那那个架子呢，建了一半的放在那，工地也放在那，那我们会怎么样？
If construction has paused not only for a week but for a month with all the half-completed structures sitting over there at the hall, how will we respond?
我想我们会更加的着急，可能我们会全体的一起来进食祷告啊，求神来帮助我们尽快的去恢复这个工程。
I think all of us would be even more stressed out. Maybe we'd come together as a community and fast and pray together even.
那如果我们再想象一下，这个工程就这么拖着停了一年了，我们会是怎样？
And let us imagine further that the construction is stopped not only for a week or a month, but a year. How will we respond when construction is stopped for a year?
想象一下，外面的工程哦，做了一半哦，停在那停了一年，我们会是怎样的心情？
So let us imagine that, you know, construction outside is half complete and has stopped for a whole year. How will we respond?
刚才说了停了一个月的话，我们就非常非常的焦急，是不是？
Just then we said we'd probably be very stressed out if it stopped for a month.
如果停了一年，我们岂不是要非常非常再乘上十二个非常着急吗？
And given we were very very stressed when it stopped for a month, wouldn't we be very very to the power of 12 if it stopped for a year?
会不会是这样呢？
Will we be like this?
不会的。
No.
我们的心可能不再着急了。
Probably not. We probably wouldn't be worried about it anymore after a year.
我们关心教会扩展的热心啊，可能慢慢的冷却下来了。
Our excitement and our passion will probably have died down.
那块建了一半的那个建筑啊，一开始的时候我们都很着急，但是时间长了，它好像成为我们的习惯。我们每天看见它的时候，我们不再关心它。
We would all be very stressful and passionate about completing the half.Completed structure, but if it dragged on for a year, we'd probably get accustomed to it, get used to it, and stop worrying.
Yeah, 看见他这样的时间太长了，他已经不再能打动我们的心了。
Seeing it half completed and unchanged for a long time probably decreases our motivation to complete it.
你说这样的事情会不会在我们教会发生呢？
Do you reckon this will happen to our church?
我不知道，我盼望不会。
I don't know, but I hope not.
但是这样的事情哦，在哈该的年代发生了。
But this kind of situation did occur in the days of Haggai.
啊，今天我们就要开始查一卷啊，新的书卷，旧约的一卷书卷叫哈该书。
Today we're starting a book in the Old Testament, a minor prophet called Haggai.
啊，这也是我们查经团契里面需要用的材料，所以呢，各个组长，如果你是在带领的，请记得要记下啊今天讲的重点。
This is also the material that we'll be using in our Bible cell group. So all the Bible cell leaders, please pay special attention to Haggai.
记得去年呢，我们查过马拉基书。
Last year we had previously studied the book of Malachi.
哈该书也是差不多那个年代的先知，但是它比马拉基早一点点。
Haggai was also a prophet from a similar time to Malachi, but Haggai was slightly earlier than Malachi.
在那个时代呢，以色列人呢被抓去巴比伦，然后呢又被波斯王放回了耶路撒冷。
Previously in those times, Israelites had been captured by the Babylonians, brought to Babylon, but later released by the Persian king.
马拉基书是记在以色列人回归之后呢，又建好了圣殿呢，又建好了城墙之后的事情。
Malachi recounts the events of the Israelites after they had completed construction of the temple and of the walls after they returned.
而哈该书呢比较早一点，讲的是以色列人刚刚回来之后正在建圣殿的情况。
However, the book of Haggai occurred before this. This was when they had just returned to Jerusalem and were about to complete construction.
以色列人呢，一开始回到家乡了，几十年了，那种心情啊，是我们可以理解的，非常的激动，充满着盼望。回到了家乡，他们要去重建圣殿，重建他们的信仰生活。
One can imagine that the Israelites, after being separated from their homeland for decades, were very happy, excited, and passionate to be back home.
啊，但是他们一回到家乡，开始要建造圣殿的时候呢，就遇到了很多的困难。
They were passionate to rebuild the temple and to restore their faith, but they were faced with a lot of difficulties when trying to do this.
特别是自从他们离开了耶路撒冷之后呢，就搬进了很多外族人在当地居住。那这个时候呢，那些人要求参加这个重建的工程。
And one of the issues was there were a lot of Gentiles and foreigners who had moved into Jerusalem while the Israelites were gone, and they wished to assist in the construction of the temple.
但是呢, 以色列人呢, 拒绝了, 不想给他们参加, 因为他们认为啊, 只有以色列人才是被拣选的一个民族。
And the Israelites refused to let them help with construction because they thought that only Israelites were the chosen people who were to construct the temple.
也因为按照摩西的律法呢, 外族人, 连圣殿都不能进去的。
And according to the law of Moses, Gentiles were not even allowed to enter the temple.
于是呢, 那些外邦人啊, 外面的人就开始尽力地去破坏他们这个, 建造圣殿的工程。
And hence, given this, the Gentiles were quite upset and they decided to sabotage the building project.
于是呢, 这个建造圣殿的工程呢, 就停了下来, 做到一半停了下来。
And hence, halfway through the construction of the temple, the works were stopped.
不是停了一个月,
it wasn't just stopped for a month.
也不是停了一年,
it wasn't just stopped for a year.
他们一停, 停了大概15年。
But once they stopped construction, they stopped for about 15 years all up.
就在他们停了15年的这个时候, 神透过先知来向以色列人说话。
And at around the 15th year of after the construction had stopped, God spoke to the peoples through Haggai, the prophet.
哈该书的日期啊, 写的日期非常的清楚, 第一节就写在那里了, 是大利乌王的第二年6月1号。
The date when this occurred is very explicitly written in verse 1. It says the second year of King Darius.
也就是我们今天的年历的话, 就是公元前的520年, 8月29号。
So in today's calendar system, that would be 520 BC on the 29th of August.
神说话的对象是呢，在圣经里面讲到是撒拉铁的儿子， 神长啊, 犹大的省长所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚。
And from the Bible verse, we can see that the Lord came and spoke to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak.
那两个字我不会读，没办法。
Yeah, I don't know the mother.
这两个人, 一个是省长, 省长就是政治上的领袖。
One of them was a governor. Governor?
另外一个呢是大祭司, 也就是精神上的信仰上的领袖。
And the other one was a high priest. So he was. So the first one, who's the governor, had a lot of political power, and the high priest had a lot of religious power.
第二节, 神以色列人对圣殿的这个态度做开始。
And verse 2, the Lord says, comments about the attitude people had towards rebuilding the Lord's house.
神这样说, 神说, 这百姓说, 建造耶和华圣殿的时间还没有到。
And God said, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.
那刚才我们讲了, 圣殿的工程呢, 虽然已经开始了, 但是因为困难呢, 停了下来。
As we previously mentioned, the construction of the temple had already commenced, but because of difficulties, it was stopped.
人们一开始是非常的热心的, 但是渐渐渐渐的, 对圣殿的工程开始漠不关心了, 开始不注重。
In the beginning, people were very passionate and excited, but as time grew onwards, people grew indifferent.
他们给了自己一个借口说, 建造的时间还没有到。
They gave themselves an excuse, that is, that the time had not yet come.
但是当我们再看第三节的时候, 我们会看到一个很强烈的对比。
But when we look at verse 3, we will see a very strong contrast to the people's statement.
神说, 这殿依然荒凉, 但是你们却住着天花板的房子。
God said, the temple is in ruin, but you yourselves lived in panel houses.
天花板的房子其实就是指着漂亮的房子。
When he says panel houses, it refers to nice, affluent houses.
神的话在这里暴露了以色列人隐藏在一个借口之下的谎言。
God here reveals that the Israelites were making excuses and lies for not building the temple.
神的殿建了一半就像废墟一样丢在那里没人关心。
God's temple was built half constructed and left there like a pile of ruins.
但是另一方面呢, 每个人都在追求自己的房子要住得更好过更好的生活。
But everyone on the other hand were all striving and seeking to improve their own houses to make it more to get bigger houses, more affluent houses.
这里没有说人不应该生活得更好一点或者住得更好一点。
This is not to say that people shouldn't strive to improve their own lifestyles and livings.
而是当看到人是如何的去关心自己的生活和如何的关心圣殿的情况，这两者之间去做出一个对比的时候。
But this is rather contrasting how people strive towards their own houses and how people strive towards the house of God.
那我们就能很明显的看到，这种的信仰生活是多么的表面，多么的肤浅的，是充满着谎言的。
And through this, we can see how much of a hypocrisy their faith was.
啊，口里面呢说啊，我们仍然关心圣殿的，圣殿的建造可能只是时间还没到而已。
They always say that they were caring for God's house and they wanted to construct the temple.
但实际上大家都不关心，不想去做，只想为自己的生活努力。
But in actual fact, people didn't really care. They made excuses and only wanted to focus on improving their own houses.
这种的现象会不会同样是今天我们基督徒生活的一个写照呢？
Is this also an issue that faces Christians today?
会不会我们每个星期到教会做个基督徒？
Are we Sunday Christians?
但是呢，实际上我们从来没有关心过教会的情况。
That although we come to church, we don't actually care or worry about issues happening in the church.
当然了，我们这里的教会不是荒凉，是不是？
Obviously, our church here isn't in ruins.
而且还很漂亮啊，很多人喜欢在我们教会结婚。
And in fact, it's quite pretty. We have a lot of people who want to book their weddings here.
但是如果我们同样的用今天的情况来对比一下的时候，情况会是怎样呢？
But if we compare today's situation to the situation back then, how does it compare?
或者这样的对比哦，你们家里面的洗手间如果是弄脏啦，地上有水呀，卫生纸满地都是，你会什么反应？
Well, let us make another comparison. If your bathroom at home was filled with towel litter, you know, water and toilet paper all over the floors, how would you react?
我想就算你不去清理，你也会叫你妈去清理，是不是？
I think that even if you yourself don't clean it up, you'd get your mum to do it.
因为你关心家里面的情况。
Because you care about the care about your house, you care about the cleanliness.
这是好的，没有错的，我们要爱我们的家，是吧？
And this is a good thing, we should love our homes.
然而当想象一下，你走进教会的洗手间。
But when you walk into the bathrooms at church,
看到地上有水。
And you see water all over the ground.
垃圾桶满了。
You see the rubbish bins full.
用过的擦手纸满地都是。
And you see the hand towels all over the floors.
你的反应又是怎样的？
What is your reaction?
回想一下，当你擦完了手，拿着那个用的手纸，但是看看那个垃圾桶呢，又满了，又不能再丢进去了，地上也是纸，你是怎样做的？
Let us just reflect if.We clean our hands with paper towels and then go to the bin, but you find out the bin's full and there's paper litter all over the floor. What do you do?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
但是这是一个很好的对比啊！我在教会和在家里面那个对比的情况是怎样
？This is a good example to compare how we would treat our church and our homes.
我们对待教会的桌子啊、椅子啊、门啊、墙壁啊，或者是打的球啊、垃圾桶啊。
Also, consider how we treat church equipment, like our chairs, our tables, our walls, our basketball ring.
对我们自己拥有的东西，家里的东西，有不一样吗？
Do we treat these things different to what we would treat our own equipment and appliances at home?
作为基督徒啊，神应该是生命中的首位。
As a Christian, God should have the highest priority in our life.
而教会是神的殿，是神在地上的代表。
And the church is the representation of God. It's the temple for God on earth.
今天我们是怎样的去关心教会的呢？
So then, how well have we cared for the church today?
或者我们回到经文里面，我们去看一看以色列人当他们不关心神的殿的时候，后果是什么？
Let us return to our Bible verses and see what the consequences were for the Israelites when they did not obey God's word.
神连续讲了两次，你们要审查自己的行为。第一次呢，在第五节；第二次在第七节。
So the Lord says to them twice in both verses 5 and 7, consider how you fared.
也就是神两次的在呼唤，叫以色列人，你们要认罪。
This is God calling out to the Israelites twice to confess their sins.
神叫以色列人看看自己生活的情况。
God wanted the Israelites to reflect upon their lives.
那第六节他说你们杀的总多收割的却少。
In verse 6 God says, you have sown much and harvested little.
你们吃却吃不饱。
You eat, but you never have enough.
你们喝却喝不足。
You drink, but you never have your fill.
你们穿衣服却穿不暖。
You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm.
得工钱的却把工钱放在破的袋子里。
You earn wages, to put them in a bag with holes.
而且第九节又说了，你们期望丰收，反倒欠收。
And continuing on in verse 9, it says, you have looked for much, and lo, it came too little.
你们收到家里的，我就吹去。
And when you brought it home, I blew it away.
看到了吗？神正在惩罚以色列人。
As we can see, God is punishing the Israelites.
第九到第十一节，神说，因为我的殿宇荒废了，你们个人却为自己的房屋奔驰。
Verse 9 to 11 continues to say, because my house lies in ruins, while all of you hurry off to your own houses.
所以呢，因你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
啊，神说我要叫干旱临到大地，群山五谷新酒新酒新油，地上的出产，人畜和人手劳碌得来的一切都没有。
And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and what the soil produces, on human beings and animals and all their labors.
当然圣经呢告诉我们说这个世界很多时候会出现一些的灾难，譬如说洪水啊、旱灾啊或者地震。
I mean, we have seen often in the Bible that it says that natural disasters will occur, for example, earthquakes and storms and droughts and so forth.
这些灾难的发生有着不同的原因。
These natural disasters obviously happen for different reasons.
但是都是神所允许的。
But these are all allowed by God.
而这些灾难的原因呢，有一些我们能够理解。
I mean, the reason why disasters happen, some of the reasons we can comprehend.
但是呢，有很多我们很难明白。
But there will be many other times where we cannot comprehend why things happen.
因为人的智慧很有限。
It's because human knowledge is very limited.
我们如果真的要完全全部的明白的时候，必须等到我们面对面见到耶稣的时候。
And it will only be once we face judgment before Christ that we'll have more absolute knowledge.
但是针对当时以色列人所面对的这些灾害的时候呢，神清楚地告诉他们是什么原因。
But to the Israelites here facing all these natural disasters, God has specifically told them why the disasters have happened to them.
就是因为神的殿荒凉，人不关心神的殿，却只顾着自己追求生活。
It is because God's temple is in ruins, and the people only cared for their own houses and their own livings.
到最后结果是什么？是一切都是白费的。
And the result of this was everything was done in vain.
因为神掌管一切。
Because God controls everything.
人劳碌得来的一切，神要拿走的时候，你一点都留不住。
I mean, everything that is given to you is given to you by God, and when God wants to take it away, there is nothing that you can keep.
我就在想，神真的这么小气吗？
But then you think, is God really this petty?
不关心教会，他就这样的惩罚人。
Is he just going to punish you because you neglected to care for the church?
教会的建筑物只是一个外表的表达而已。
But it is important to remember that the church building itself is only an outward representation.
难道神真的要我们就像这个中世纪啊、欧洲那种的教会啊，建得很漂亮、很漂亮？我们要这样的把教会建得这么漂亮，神才会说我们好，才说我们是爱神吗？
But does this mean that we have to be like the European architects who build really tall and beautiful churches in order to praise and impress God?
神要我们认罪，是不是说我们奉献多一点钱，把教会建得漂亮一点，这就是认罪悔改了呢？
And God wants us to confess our sins, but does this include simply donating more and putting more funds into constructing bigger churches?
很明显的，我们重复了很多次，一切都是神的。
Well, as we have repeated many times, everything is owned by God.
包括神赐给我们的一切，都是属于他的。
Including everything given to us, it's all given to us by God.
他又怎么会在乎我们的钱拿出来要建这个漂亮的教会呢？ 他怎么会在乎我们的教会要多漂亮呢？
So why does it bother him how much money we take out of our pockets to create a church when everything's already owned by him?
若我们再看一次第四节的时候，咱们重复再看第四节的时候，或许能再仔细的找一找神的心意是什么。
So let us return to verse 4 to see what actually was God's intention in this case.
神说这殿宇仍然荒废啊，岂是你们却住有天花板的房屋的时候吗？
Is it a time for you yourselves to live in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins?
神所指的殿当然是那一个已经停工15年的那个建造的工程。
Well, the house that God refers to is obviously the temple that has stopped construction for 15 years.
但是大家请注意，神所在乎的不是那个已经停工的圣殿。
But everybody, please note that the house that God was really worried about is not just the physical temple that hadn't been completed.
而是在他的子民当中，他们的心里面的那一个圣殿。
It's rather God's temple in the hearts of each and every one of His peoples.
以前呢，我在做这个老人院的时候啊，有一位的一位老婆婆啊，一天到晚都烦我，叫我帮她打电话去找她儿子来带她出去饮茶。
Previously, I ran aged care facilities, and there was one old lady who often got me to call her son to take her out to Yum Cha.
那个他的儿子呢，虽然住的不是很远，但是出去饮一次茶要一两个小时，而且儿子们都要工作，不能整天带他出去。
And although the son didn't live too far away from her in her retirement home, but he was very busy with work, and it was very hard for him to take a few hours out to go and have Yum Cha.
那个老婆婆呢，吵得我没办法了。那我就跟她的儿子说，我说，要不你这样吧，你放一些钱在我这里。
And the old lady hassled me so much that I finally went up to the son and said, "How about this? Leave some money with me."
如果他真的要出去饮茶的时候，我就叫人出去买外卖回来给他吃，不就好了吗
？And every time she feels like eating yum cha, I can get people to go out and get some takeaway yum cha for her.
那这个老婆婆也真麻烦了，我叫人买回来，买了那个东西回来，她又说这个冷的不好吃。
And the old lady was very troublesome because every time I sent people out to buy yum cha for her, she'd reply, "No, it's cold. I don't want to eat it."
啊，又说这个买的这个点心不好，我要自己去选。
It's like, and also saying that this isn't the one I wanted. I don't like this one. I want to go choose myself.
那我就算了，我说要不这样吧，我找人准备轮椅，准备车子哈，把你送到那个酒楼去，你喜欢看见什么买什么吃什么，或者吃完了再回来都可以。
So I tried to come up with another idea, and I organized for transport and for a wheelchair and somebody to take her to actually go to the Yum Cha place so she can eat whatever she wanted and then come back.
那这个老婆婆真的是不可理喻。
But this old lady was just unbelievably difficult.
当别人啊预备好了车子啊人啊大家准备要出发的时候，她就好像小孩子一样发脾气说，说我没胃口，我不去。
And when all the wheelchair and all the people to help her and the transport was organized, she'd act like a spoiled child and say, "I don't have any appetite anymore. I don't want to go."
这也是为什么我不再做老人院了，因为这样再做下去很容易被气死。
And that is why I stopped working at aged care facilities because it almost stressed me to death.
但是转行做了牧师之后，才发现做牧师比你们气得死得更快。
But then I realized after I changed industries into pastoral care that this was even worse.
其实不是的，其实很开心。
Just joking.
但是话又说回来，当我自己的年龄越来越大的时候啊，我的年龄越来越大，不是越来越老啊。
But as I grew older and older, me
fine.
As I became more mature,
啊，不是老。
Not old, mature.
在这个时候，我才开始明白那个老婆婆的心情。
Only then did I start to understand what the old lady was going through.
她根本不在乎去不去饮茶或者吃什么点心。
It wasn't the actual eating of yum cha that she really wanted. That didn't bother her at all whether or not she ate yum cha.
她在乎的是她儿子来看她。
She more than anything wanted just to be with her son, for her son to come and visit her.
她重视的是她儿子心里面有没有把这个母亲当做一回事。
She was more worried about whether or not in her son's heart that he remembered his old lady. Mom.
创造我们的天父，我们的神也是一样。
The God that created us is also like this.
他关心的不是啊，我们为他建的这个教会有多么的漂亮。
He cares not for yeah, how beautiful the church that we constructed for him will be.
而是他的殿在人的心中的位置有多重要。
But rather, how much importance we put on his temple in our spiritual lives, in our hearts.
成为基督徒，圣灵与我们同在，我们每一个人心里都有一个圣殿是给神居住的。
As a Christian, we are all hopefully filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's God's temple within us.
当时呢，以色列人心里面也有给神居住的殿啊，因为他们承认自己是神的子民嘛。
And obviously, the Israelites in those days also had a place in their spiritual lives, in their hearts, for God, because they confessed that God was God.
但是在他们的心里面那个圣殿呢、就像停了工的那个圣殿一样被荒废了。
But the temple in the spiritual lives of all the Israelites in those days were just like the actual temple. They lay in ruins in their spiritual lives.
他们心里装着的重要的东西是怎么样把自己的房子弄得漂亮一点，弄得大一点，好一点。
Their priorities all lay in how to improve their houses, how to get a bigger house, a nicer living.
神在人心中的位置呢，就像一个被放进地下的储存室的一个东西一样啊，虽然没有被扔掉，但是收起来了，放在看不见的地方。
God's place within their lives and their hearts was like an underground shed where people put all the stuff that they didn't really want to see.
圣殿是敬拜神的地方。
The temple is a place to worship God.
今天我们问一下自己神在我们心中的那个殿，那个情况是怎样？
So let us ask ourselves today, where is God's temple in our lives?
神的殿在我们心中是在最重要、最显眼的位置吗？
Is it in the top priority?
还是我们心中的那个神的殿已经荒废了，我们敬拜神的心已经冷淡了。
Or perhaps is our temple also lying in ruins?
神惩罚以色列人不是真的因为他的殿没有建好。
God punished the Israelites not because they didn't construct the physical temple in Jerusalem.
圣殿停工只是一个外在的结果。
The stopped construction of the temple was only an outward manifestation of something else.
神愤怒的原因是他在人心中没有位置了。
God was angry, on the other hand, because that people had stopped caring for God in their hearts.
人们热心追求自己的生活上的进步，没有时间去理会神。
Because they were too busy chasing their own physical lifestyles, and they didn't reserve enough time for God.
我们或者再去想一想现在我们心中装的事情头三位是什么？
So let us reflect upon ourselves, the top three priorities in each of our lives. What are they?
是不是读书，怎么样可以把书读得好一点，成绩好一点呢？
Is it for study, how well we can study and get good grades?
是不是工作怎么样可以赚多一点钱，找一份更好的工作？
Or perhaps it's work and how much money we can earn through work and how good a job we can get.
什么时候买套房子？
Or perhaps it's when will we be able to buy a house.
什么时候买套更大一点的房子？
Or when can we buy an even bigger house.
什么时候换部新车？
And when will we upgrade to a new car.
下个假期去哪里玩？
Or where will we holiday next time we have a break?
回家打什么游戏好呢？
Or maybe it's what computer game we'll play when we get home.
我们再问一下自己，传福音的工作在我们的心里面排到第几位了？
So let us ask ourselves, where does preaching the gospel stand in terms of our priorities in life?
教会的侍奉在我们的心里面排到第几位了？
Where does serving the church stand in our priorities?
现在我们教会的扩建计划在你的心中排到第几位了？
And the construction works, helping out with the construction of our church, where does that stand in our priorities?
是不是我们心里面已经装着太多太多的东西了，没有办法装神的事情了？
Perhaps we're already filled with so much that we cannot fill ourselves anymore with God's things.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是在这种情况之下，神正在提醒我们，我们要坦然地去承认自己的罪。
Brothers and sisters, if we are feeling like this today, we should know that God is reminding us to
认罪,
to confess our sins.
以色列人对神的事情非常的冷淡, 但是他们却不愿意承认。
The Israelites were very cold towards God and did not want to confess their sins.
重建圣殿停止了, 他们说什么? 他们说是因为, 困难太多, 时间还没到, 以后再说。
Oh man, when they had stopped constructing the temple, they used excuses such as the time had not come, or there were too many difficulties facing them.
他们不承认自己对神的殿是冷漠的, 他们不承认自己是有罪的。
And they refused to acknowledge that they were becoming indifferent and cold towards God, and that they refused to confess their sins.
结果导致了神对他们的惩罚。
And the result was God punished them.
如果今天呢，我们透过今天的经文有所感动。 发现我们自己的心里面其实原来对神也是冷漠的话，只是在做一个很非常形式上的基督徒的话。
I mean, if any of us are inspired by these verses or by Ben's sermon about if we have grown cold towards God,
我们第一步，我们需要做的就是要在神的面前坦然地去承认自己的罪。
The first thing we must do in response to this is to come before God and to just confess our sins.
不要像以色列人一样, 为自己去找借口。
Do not be like the Israelites and look for excuses for yourself.
不要怪, 读书太难啦, 工作太多啦, 我家里的事情太忙了。
Do not blame excuses such as I'm too busy studying, working, or have too many family commitments.
如果在我们的反省当中, 看到神不是在我们生命中的 第一位的时候，我们不要找借口。
If in our own self-reflections we realize that God is not in the top place, in the top priority in our lives, do not make excuses about it.
坦诚地在神面前认罪。Just
honestly come before God and confess your sins.
认识自己的罪就是信仰的起步点。To
know your sins is the first step of faith.
因为如果我们不认自己的罪，我们不需要救赎，是不是？
I mean, if we don't even know our sins,
我们就不需要神的救赎了。
Then we don't need God's salvation.
我们不承认自己的罪, 我们也没有必要就悔改了。
I mean, if we don't admit our sins, there is no point for us to repent.
所以第一步我们要做的是认罪。
And hence, the first step must always to be acknowledge your sins.
当然了,认罪之后还不够。
But it's not just enough to confess your sins.
认罪之后还要悔改。
We must change our ways. We must be repentant.
所以下个星期我们继续讲到以色列人当听到神这样的跟他们讲话的时候，以色列人的反应是怎样的？他们怎么样去认罪悔改的？
And next week we'll continue on to see how the Israelites responded to God's words and how they came to change their ways.
所以大家可以回去继续的去自己读这卷的书卷。
So I'd encourage everyone to go home and continue reading the book of Haggai.